This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Blue Apron. Find out how you can get your first three meals absolutely free by listening to this program. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. This episode also brought to you by GoDaddy. Go from I think I can to I know I can with GoDaddy and find out how you can get 30% off all new products later in this program. Coming up on episode number 1160, we are celebrating a birthday, but so much more than that, because the birthday is only part of it. Michael McDonald is turned 65 a couple days ago, but it made me want to jump into a Doobie Brothers cover story. And Doobie Brothers were Doobie Brothers long before Michael McDonald was part of the group. So it's a Doobie Brothers cover story featuring birthday boy Michael McDonald. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
From Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, February 15th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to a cover story for the Doobie Brothers, a band that started in the 70s and went through several lineup changes, several vocalist changes. I think you're going to be surprised at how many hits the Doobie Brothers had, as well as hits from our birthday boy, Michael McDonald, who's just turned 65. A lot of solo stuff that he did. Dude was a huge part of what's now being called Yacht Rock, kind of that Boz Scaggs, James Ingram genre of music. You turn on the Yacht Rock channel on SiriusXM, and it seems like every third song features Michael McDonald either in prominent or backing vocals. The dude practically has a sail strapped to his back. He is so Yacht Rock. Let's get into it, though. And we're going to do the first set is stuff that was Doobie Brothers tunes before Michael McDonald was part of the band, including this first one, which was not only a single for the Doobie Brothers, but also a single for the Byrds. And as well as this band, they released it on their 2003 album. Here's the Isley Brothers. Yes, the Isley Brothers and their cover of Listen to the Music. Oh!
Oh, a mile from here. You can see the long trains running, watch them disappear. Without love, where would you be right now? Without
love, where would you?
very different take on Lung Train Running by Reichert and the James Boys from their new album, Lust and Love, came out middle of last year. Really, really good stuff, and got that from the band themselves, and I've been waiting for the perfect time to play that track. This was the perfect time to play that track, for sure. Lust and Love is the name of the album, Lung Train Running by Reichert and the James Boys. Before that, Super Doobie Brothers, if that's not the greatest name for a Doobie Brothers cover group that does 8-bit music, I don't think there's a better name. I don't think you could come up with a better name. Originally by Arthur Reynolds, but covered very famously by the Doobie Brothers, Jesus Is Just All Right, covered there by Super Doobie Brothers. You can find them on Bandcamp. It's actually a guy who goes by the name Disaster Radio, and really, really good stuff. Amazing musician. Like, I've listened to a lot of his other material, hoping to find some more covers, but haven't. You got to check out his stuff there, disasterradio.bandcamp.com or superdoobiebrothers.bandcamp.com. If you want to pick up that album. Before that, Jeff Scott Soto, an artist that has worked with, he was the vocalist for Yngwie Malmsteen's first couple albums. He was a vocalist for Journey for a while, was part of the Queen Experience as well. Jeff Scott Soto and his cover of Rockin' Down the Highway, that one from the 2006 compilation Rock the Covers, Volume 4. And the Isley Brothers at the top of that set, Bringin' the Funk. From their album 3+3 and their cover of Listen to the Music. We'll get back to Doobie Brothers covers here in just a moment, but before we do that, I want to tell you about one of the sponsors for today's episode of Coverville, and that sponsor is Blue Apron. Yes, Blue Apron. So great, and I've been so enjoying, or Tina and I have been enjoying Blue Apron so much here, not just because of the convenience, right? Okay, you've got the convenience factor, this food comes right to your door, everything is provided for you, all you need to do is follow the recipes, which are super easy, and make these delicious, fresh meals yourself. But I'm finding that it's really easy to learn a lot about cooking, learn a lot about new ingredients that you may not have been familiar with by doing Blue Apron. Using a lot of creme fraiche in our recipes, that's really cool. Never knew how to cook leeks before and really enjoyed a recent meal. It was a crispy cooked barramundi. So delicious, and it had a cooked leek slaw in it. It was so good. Really, really good stuff. That's Blue Apron. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to try them out, and I want you to try them out for free. If you've never tried Blue Apron, I want you to try them out for free. Here's what you can do. You can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals absolutely free, including free shipping, by going to blueapron.com/coverville. That's blueapron.com/coverville. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Do it today. That's blueapron.com/coverville. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Good stuff. Let's get back to the music here. This is a recover of sorts. A few years ago, back in 2014, the Doobie Brothers got together with a bunch of different artists, some country, some rock crossover artists, and recorded Southbound, a Southern-influenced cover album of some of their biggest hits, with these other artists, some of them doing vocals, others providing arrangement, stuff like that. This was one of my favorite tracks from that album, and it was also one of the first Doobie Brothers songs I ever remember hearing. Here with Chris Young are the Doobie Brothers and their cover of China Grove.
Thank you. Well, I built me a raft and she's ready for floating. Oh, Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle will thump. Black water keep rolling on past just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything pretty, mama. Gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't in no hurry at all. Streetcar that's going uptown. Yeah, I like to hear some funky Dixieland and dance a honky tonk. Now find that body drinks all that.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything pretty, mama. Gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't in no hurry. Some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Well, by the hand, hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Well, by the hand, hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I'm on the hand, hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I'm on the hand, hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the
hand.
Oh, my God.
Recorded for the Rock Quiz game show out there in Australia. That is Taking It to the Streets, covered there by Denny Hines and Michael Spivey. You'll find it on Volume 2 of music from Rock Quiz, the Rock Quiz Duets. Every episode, the two musical guests who are part of the different teams on the game show do a duet together, and sometimes it's a cover of one of their own songs. Most of the time, though, it's a cover of another song, sometimes a duet, sometimes not, but they always turned it into a duet. It's one of my favorite parts of that program, and I wish they had something like it here in the U.S. I guess it's up to me to create something like that, right? The first rock game show podcast. Oh, I can just see it right now. Start getting your wallets out. There'll be a Kickstarter momentarily. Denny Hines, by the way, vocalist on there with that amazing vibrato, just that super tight vibrato. She is the daughter of Marcia Hines, who is one of the judges, current judges, and has been a judge for the last 10 years on Australian Idol. And was a musician, of course, herself, and became a judge on American Idol. Really, really talented family right there. Marcia Hines and right there, Denny Hines, that you heard. Before that, you heard Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. The original version of that song right there, Kim Weston, who did that, Doobie Brothers covered it and turned it into a hit as well. But it was a hit for Kim Weston as well, and was recently released, well, I say recently, about 25 years ago, holy cow, on the Hitsville USA Motown Singles Collection box set. Great box set, by the way, worth picking up, worth every penny to pick that one up. Before that, Garth Brooks, a guy who I think loves covers almost as much as I do. He released a 5-disc set back in 2013 called Blame It All on My Roots, 5 Decades of Influential Music. And on each of the 5 discs, he covers a bunch of different classic rock and melting pot and different albums. It's a really good box set. And as soon as I saw that, not being a huge country music fan, I had to pick it up. I actually saw Garth Brooks in concert several years ago, and it was part of a tour where he was just talking about cover songs and the songs that influenced him, much like this box set. And it was a great concert. I think he's doing something similar to that when he performs in Las Vegas for a while. He had a residency. I don't know if he still does, but if you get the chance to see him and he's doing that show, holy cow, it's an incredible show. If say what you want about Garth Brooks and new country music and all that, if you don't consider yourself a fan of modern country music, and I don't consider myself a fan of modern country music, and I really enjoyed that show. Top of that set, we heard China Grove, the Doobie Brothers, with Chris Young joining them on vocals from that recover album called Southbound, which came out in 2014. All right, so I played that Super Doobie Brothers song earlier in the show, and I told you it's one of my favorite Doobie Brothers covers ever. That whole EP of Super Doobie Brothers is fantastic. What I'm about to play for you is, I think, my favorite Doobie Brothers cover of all time. And it's so good that even though I've got a bunch of other different covers of this song, and even though I've played this on the show before, I can't not play this version because it's my favorite. This is from the album Gizmogery by the band Self. Here is What a Fool Believes.
Yeah. sabes que eres mío, ¿por qué te vas con ella? ¿Por qué me lo preguntas? Why'd you tell me this? Were you looking for my reaction? Do you need to know? Don't you know I'll always be your girl? You don't have to prove to me you're beautiful.
People say I'm a life of The same.
Anders Holst is how you say that, from his 2011 album Soho Suite. That is I Keep Forgetting Every Time You're Near. Just love with the change-up of that song, right? Tempo's about the same, but just that little bit of the change in the backing vocals really makes a difference, and I love that. I Keep Forgetting Every Time You're Near by Anders Holst. Before that, Michael McDonald himself, Birthday Boy, from the second volume of his Motown series, which came out in 2004, covering Smokey Robinson's Tracks of My Tears. Before that, You Belong to Me by Margo Ray, originally went by Margot Raimundo. You might find her on Amazon under either one of those names. That album is My Heart's Desire. Very cool kind of flamenco, almost a Shakira sound to her a little bit. That album, My Heart's Desire, came out in 2008, covering Michael McDonald's You Belong to Me, a song that he actually co-wrote with Carly Simon, and they each released a version of that song. What a Fool Believes, covered there by Self from the Gizmodgery album from 2000. That song actually also co-written by Kenny Loggins, What a Fool Believes, and was the Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the Grammys the year that it came out. We will get back to the last set of music here in just a moment. Before that, I want to tell you about the other sponsor for today's episode of Coverville, and that sponsor is GoDaddy. Of course, you know them for websites and domains, right, in your personal sites. Well, they're really focused on, or have a new focus, as well as for personal, on small business. They want to give small business owners the tools to name their idea, build a beautiful online presence, attract more customers, get more customers to their business, and manage their business in all new ways. It is the world's largest technology provider dedicated to small business. GoDaddy is also the largest domain registrar. And when you sign up with GoDaddy, you're not just getting a domain, you're not just getting hosting, you're getting 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week support, award-winning support that's going to help you build your online business. You've got your business, you've got this thing you've started, your entrepreneurship, whatever. Why not put it in the hands of GoDaddy and see how far you can take it? They give you everything you need to get your business online, whether it's a brand new idea or you've already got an established business. The key to success online starts with a great domain name. Try it now. I'm going to give you a code that will give you 30% off all new products. That's domain registration, hosting, etc. Do it all at the same time. Save some money. Use the coupon code COVER30 at checkout. That's COVER30. And you're going to save 30% off all new products. That's GoDaddy.com. Go from I think I can to I know I can with GoDaddy. All right. One last set of music here, and we're going to kick things off with Nathan East covering Van Morrison. You're saying to yourself, wait a minute, Nathan East, Van Morrison, I don't hear any Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald, any of that stuff in there. Well, you're going to find that, much like the yacht rock of the 70s, Nathan East has incorporated Michael McDonald to perform some vocals on this track. Here is a cover of Van Morrison's Moondance by Nathan East featuring Michael McDonald.
It's a marvelous night for a moondance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make a romance neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. All the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
We'll be right back. night's magic seems to whisper and hush, and all the soul moonlight seems to shine.
Side, I'll be on your side, baby. understand my ups and downs.
Sugar,
there you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I wanna
stop
and thank you, baby. I just wanna stop,
stop
and thank you, baby.
Hey, how sweet it is,
how sweet it is,
how sweet it is
to be loved by
how
you,
sweet it is to be loved
like
by
honey
you
to the bee, baby.
How sweet it is,
how sweet it is.
From his Motown album, the first one, the one that actually was nominated for a couple of Grammys, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You, originally done by Marvin Gaye, but James Taylor, another person who famously covered that one. Michael McDonald's Motown album, the first one, came out in 2003, and then the sequel, which you heard a track from earlier, came out the following year in 2004. Ingrid Kiosovic with a cover of Sweet Freedom. As far as I know, it's a song that Michael McDonald, at least the first place I ever heard it, was part of the soundtrack to the Billy Crystal, Gregory Hines movie, Silent Running, which is great. If you haven't seen that, it is a fun buddy cop movie. Also has one of the first appearances I can remember of Joey Pants in there, so worth checking out just for that alone. Michael McDonald before that with Down by the River, that one from his album Blue Obsession, a cover of Neil Young, and Nathan East from his self-titled album and a cover of Van Morrison's Moon Dance, big band stuff there by Nathan East from the 2014 album. Did I say Silent Running? Silent Running, I thought that was it. I'll have to look at it again. I know that it was a movie where there was another movie that came out with the same title, and it causes a lot of confusion, so I'll have to look that one up. Was it not Silent Running? Wabbit Magic in the chat room helping me out. All right, that's going to do it. Bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Want to thank some brand new patrons. If you go to patreon.com, patreon.com, you can find out about Coverville. Just do a search for Coverville or go to patreon.com/Coverville and you'll find a way to support Coverville right there as part of Patreon. Big thanks to Patrick, Kim, and David, most recent patrons, just joined in the last week. You guys are getting t-shirts and bumper stickers and DVDs, all that stuff. We're actually shipping this week. So if you have been a patron long enough to receive those things, you will be receiving those things in the next couple weeks. We're getting them all shipped out this week, so thank you for your patience on that, and we're going to keep that going every month with new patrons. So if you want to be a patron and get these awesome things, just go to patreon.com/Coverville. Support the show, even if it's $1 a month or $5 a month or whatever you can afford. I really, really appreciate it, and you can find out more about that by going to patreon.com/Coverville. All right, that is going to do it for this episode of Coverville. I can tease what's coming up next week. You want to know? It looks like it's going to be a combo of Nirvana, Green Day, and Kesha. Those three artists all having milestone birthdays. Well, Kurt Cobain would have been having, get this, Kurt Cobain would have been turning 50. How crazy is that? Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day is turning 45, and Kesha is turning the ripe old age of 30. So we're going to combine all those into a show next week, because I've done a bunch of Nirvana cover stories and Green Day cover stories, so it's really just going to be a matter of bringing out the new stuff that I've received. There you go. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. See you next time. Thanks for listening. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear a podcast so good, you'll be taking it to the streets.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.